For us now. Lord Jesus, we come before you now on this Resurrection Sunday, and as your people, we worship you, the risen Lord. We give you praise. We praise you for your power over death and that you bring new life. We give you our worship this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, Great Expectations. It's quite an interesting thing to think about, isn't it, on Easter Sunday, what that might mean. Expectations of us, and then somehow how we often underestimate God. Last year, some of you know, Alice and I, we went to Japan. We had a really wonderful invitation from some friends that live there, and we got the chance to visit Japan. And before we went, I kind of had this expectation that it might be quite a difficult country to visit, quite difficult from the point of view that there's going to be language barriers. You know, Alistair and I don't speak Japanese, so that could cause a few difficulties for us. And we'd heard that the people there were friendly, yet they were a bit cautious of people from the outside. And then I might have to eat loads of raw fish. And I wasn't too keen on that. So my expectations were fairly modest, I have to say, when we got on the plane. And that's the thing about us humans, isn't it? We can sometimes hold really high expectations of situations, but we can also hold quite low expectations of people and of situations that we face, of opportunities that we have. Maybe it depends what type of person you are. Maybe I'm a bit of a low expectation person. Or what about you? Are you a glass empty person, or are you a glass overflowing person? You can say that for each other, if you like, if you're married. You might recognise who's who. What about Easter eggs? When you look at an Easter egg, is it half eaten, or is there still loads half complete to eat? It's interesting, isn't it, when we think about expectations. And in fact, actually, Japan was fantastic, by the way. It was way above my expectations, and the people were incredible. The problem with expectations is that they often fail us, don't they? And we get them wrong. And that's because we have quite limited understandings and visions as human beings. We can only base what we see before us on our past experiences or what other people have told us. And the thing is, you can't know what you don't know. And that's true for the Easter story. You see, the Jewish leaders, their expectation was, we've finally got rid of that really troublesome Jesus. We've seen the back of him. We're not going to see him again. And what about the Roman authorities? They really believed in crucifixion, didn't they? They knew how traumatic it was. How it meant that when you were crucified, you died, definitely. Their expectation that Jesus was dead was really strong because, you know, no one climbs off a cross. And then there were Jesus' followers. Yeah, the Bible tells us, the stories tell us, they were understandably really upset, traumatized by what had happened to Jesus. They were fearful. Their wonderful Lord Jesus had gone. And that's what they expected to see that morning. They expected to find a dead body. That was their expectation. Their experiences had all led up to and were formed by what they'd seen on Good Friday. It meant that Jesus was no more. It was over. Their expectations were crushed. You see, dead men, they stay dead, right? They do, don't they? But that was Friday. And little did they know that Sunday was coming. The Bible tells us, and we heard it in Matthew, read to us, that that early in that morning, there was a small group of women, women who loved Jesus deeply, who'd followed him everywhere. And they decided that they would do that last moment of respect for him and just come and anoint his body. So they left early in that morning with very low expectations. They weren't even sure if the rock that had closed the, the tomb over would even be would be moved. So they had very, very low expectations that morning. I'm sure they were really sad and struggling to come to terms with what had happened. But all they knew, you see, was Friday. Little did they know that Sunday was coming. And as they arrived at the tomb, they began to sense that there was something not quite right, not quite what they were expecting. It was quite strange, you see, because the stone, it had been rolled away, and they weren't sure whether that was going to happen. And then Matthew tells us some really dramatic parts of the story that some of the other Gospels don't describe. He talks about an earthquake and then the appearance of heavenly beings, like this morning's turning into something they had not expected. And then we hear that the Roman soldiers, who 48 hours before had been calling all the shots, imposing their power and control, suddenly they were so frightened, these big, strong soldiers, that they shook and they became like dead men. This morning was not what they were expecting at all. For the women, something amazing was happening before their eyes. They started this journey. All they knew was what had happened on Good Friday. But then all of a sudden, as they got to the tomb, something beyond their imagination before them was beginning to happen. And do you know what? It turned everything upside down for them and for the followers of Jesus and for history to come. It was the most radical moment you could ever imagine. You see, there was no body in the tomb. The tomb was empty. And then Jesus was no longer dead. He was alive. Can you imagine that? At that point, when they encountered Jesus. And then the morning that had started with so much sorrow suddenly was pushed out and chased. There was joy, amazement. It must have just been so incredible just to be there. And then Jesus came to them. He came to them himself and he spoke with them. And we know that as you read the other stories, as you follow the story through, this would happen many times with Jesus' followers. They would see him alive. We just can't underestimate. Our expectations are so low that we can't really understand this pivotal moment in history, the moment that Good Friday became Easter Sunday. But why is it so incredible? Why is it so important for us today to grasp this amazing story? Well, you see, it shows, the resurrection shows that death has been conquered, that the power over death that hangs over us, it's been broken. Isn't that incredible that we can sit and celebrate that today and stand and sing together? And it also does something else. It also confirms that the work that Jesus accomplished on the cross for us, it has happened. This is what Paul writes to some friends in Corinth. He says, "If Christ had not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins." That's quite a profound statement, isn't it, about the importance of this day that we're celebrating today. That basically, if the resurrection hadn't have happened, all the other things that we hold dear as believers would not be there. You see, as human beings, we have turned away from God. We have been disobedient to him. And the Bible calls that sin. And the sin has a consequence because it separates us from God. And it also brings us death and destruction. And we can see that now, can't we, as we look on the news and watch the news and see what's happening. And our own experience of death, what that's like, how hard that is. Sin means that there's a distance between us and our Creator who made us. And that is so big that we can't get across that gap ourselves. We need some help. We need someone to rescue us, to help us come close to our Father in heaven again. And that's what Jesus did when he died on the cross. the Bible tells us that he took the consequences of all the mess that we've made as human beings of our world, the cost he paid for us, and he gave himself for us. He chose to do that because he loves us. And then he died. But you see, that's Friday. So important, but that was Friday. It needed Sunday to come and for the resurrection to happen. Because if Jesus had stayed dead, he would have just confirmed that he was a human being, that he would die like all humans do. But you see, the resurrection blows all of our expectations of that out of the water. It shows that Jesus was not just human. He was human, but also he was fully God. God the Father, through his Son Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, broke the power of death and sin. When he rose from the grave, God affirmed all that he'd done for us on Friday by saving us and taking our place. He made it possible, Jesus, through his death and his resurrection, for us to have a fresh start, a new life, which stretches into eternity, where death no longer has power over us. And isn't that a wonderful thing for us to celebrate? And an incredible thing happened from those frightened, defeated people that were following Jesus. They grew into spirit-filled, empowered leaders of the church. Many of them would go on to choose to give their life for something that they believed in, that was so important. And then from that moment in history, the church began to grow. And we learn a bit more about that with the Pentecost story, don't we? But 2.6 billion people across the world will be celebrating Easter today. That's over 30% of the world's population. Christianity is the largest religion in the world. Isn't that incredible, from that one moment event in history, that the church just exploded? And I just want to finish now, and I just want to ask you a question. And it's a question that Jesus asked a very dear friend. This is what he said to his friend. He said, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever believes in me will live, even though they die. Whoever lives by believing in me will never die. And do you believe this?" That's what Jesus said to his friend. And I just want to ask you that this morning. You see, Jesus offers this gift of resurrection life to each one of us. For some, you might never have received that gift, never taken it. And there's an opportunity this morning to say, "Yes, Jesus, I believe in you and I receive that gift of new life and forgiveness and a fresh start." And some of us have been on this journey for many, many years. But this Sunday, again, as we do it every year, it's a reminder for us to stop, remember, rejoice and worship our Lord Jesus, who rose from the dead. Because we are resurrection people. We are transformed by all that Christ has done in us. It transforms our thoughts and our actions and everything around us. Even when life can feel sometimes hopeless and helpless, we have Christ with us, in us, and bringing us life. Jesus' friends began this day with a really, really low expectation of what had happened to him. Friday had happened, and Jesus was dead. But as the day unfolded, their expectations began to grow and expand and soar, because Sunday had come. And on that Sunday, it brought a new world of resurrection hope and Jesus' possibilities for us. Jesus, you're alive. You're alive. You have risen. Hallelujah. And the power and the glory is given. Hallelujah. Jesus to you. We're going to sing our final